It just keeps us right up the top end of the table. You know, we're competing quite well. I thought it wasn't a lot in the game this evening. Albeit, I think we probably deserved our win with a few chances that we had in the second half. Not a lot going on in the first half, but certainly in the second half's performance, I thought we probably deserved a win.
Yeah, performance overall, were you pleased?
I was, yeah. I mean, in fairness to all the boys, they're all putting in an effort, and they all have a desire to try and do the best they can, you know. So we just need to clever up our play. If we clever up our play to match the desire that they have, I think we'll improve, you know, the kind of way. So, but I'm pleased with the effort they put in this evening.
Was it a bit strange that you got the goal in the manner that you did, in the fact that you did create so many chances in the second half?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, look, it was a strange goal, but look, these things happen. Yeah, we had Walter had a shot last week with Rovers, and the keeper fumbled that as well when it went in. But look, Johnny chased him down, and that's it. You get your just rewards for your effort, you know, the kind of way. And as a centre forward, having been one, there's no lost causes, you know, the kind of way. And I'm delighted for him, you know, to get up and running. That's his first goal. So, and I've no doubt there'll be plenty more from him.
Yeah, in terms of the match overall, it was a real arm wrestle at times, and Harps hung tough. They tried to press for an equaliser.
Yeah, they're a big physical side. They can play. They've got a lot of good footballers. You know, as I say, they had one chance at the end, but over the 90 minutes, we certainly have created more. But it was always going to be a tough game. As I said, we're just delighted to pick up the 3 points.
In terms of the shape of the league now, 3 teams on 11 at the top, Harps obviously just behind you on 10. It's pretty close, isn't it?
There's not a lot between most of the teams, I'll be straight. And we need to be careful as well that we don't get ahead of ourselves here, which we won't. As I say, there wasn't a huge amount of this match this evening. We've played Shamrock Rovers, we've played Dundalk, we've played Longford, we've played Waterford. There's not a huge amount in all these games that we played, you know, so we need to make sure we stay on the front foot. We're going on Tuesday, and if we can go and pick some up now, that'll be great coming back up here next Saturday against Derry.
Is the performances, are they getting closer to what you would like to see?
I think in patches in the second half, we're a bit more relaxed on it. We've passed it definitely better. We've kept it well, and then we created a few chances from that, and that's what we have to build on. That's the only way we're going to get better. So from that end of it, it pleased me. So we just need to emphasise that with the boys. That's how we're trying to do it on a regular basis. And the pitch played a bit better in the second half because we got a bit of rain on it, such. Yeah. So the ball moved a bit easier, but... That's where I see the improvement.
Bohemians on Tuesday away. They haven't had a brilliant start, but they did win last night.
Yeah, I seen the game. Yeah, they did well down in Waterford. They did well in control. I've no doubt it'll be a tough game. Going to Daly Mount is never easy. That said, listen, they've had a good start. Well, sorry, they've picked up from a bad start. Where, you know, we've had a good start, and it's going to be a tough game for both teams. So just hopefully, you know, we get a recovery on the button, and we're all ready to go for Tuesday.